the Kiyor finds itself in an interesting place. It's not taught in Parshat Truman Tetzaveh, but rather it finds its way into Kitisa. It seems to be its own individual unit. And then we're told this slightly strange piece of information about the Kiyor, and that is that it's made from Marot Tzovot. It's made from the mirrors that were donated by the women. What exactly is going on with it? That's question number one. And then just a side question, which I think is fascinating. So why is it that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, at one point or another, does not use the Kiyor, but instead the Mishnayos tell us he uses a ketone. He uses a small jug that's washed on his hands and feet. He does not use the Kiyor, which is what we always use for washing. He does not use it. Why is that? I saw today an absolutely astounding idea by Rabbi Ben Sion Fierer. Rabbi Fierer says that why is it that that we spend so much time trying to figure out what a Sota did wrong? Who cares? Really matter? Sota did this, Sota did that. She did something stupid. Why does the Gemara have to say, "Gosh, she causes a Nazir to become a Nazir when someone sees her Bekil Kula in her disgrace. She acted B'maisa Shtut." Who cares? She did something stupid. That's enough. So he quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that there was a particular Tana. And that Tana never took from a single, not one, not a single time did they take part from a Korban Nazir, except for once. Why did they take a part of it once? Because one time they asked the Nazir, they said, "Why are you a Nazir?" And he said, "Listen, you know what? I looked into the water and I saw my reflection. I saw how beautiful I looked and I said, oh, Yvay, it's bad news. I'm headed in the wrong direction. And so what did I have to do? I became a Nazir so I didn't look so attractive. My hair became a mess. And when that happened, you know what I said? It's going to be fine. I'm not going to be so arrogant anymore. I won't think that way anymore." And the Tana said, that is the essence of what Nazirus is. That is a carbon I could partake of. There's not even a bit of chait in that Nazirus. That's what this Tana said. Beautiful idea. Rabbi Fierer says, I'll connect all of those pieces. Do you know what a sota is? Do you know what the kior is? It's the makor achait. What is the source of sin? The source of sin is that I allow my passion to get the best of me. The kior, by being the way it is, the kior is exactly that. You see a person's reflection. And the reflection is that mirror that represents the potential for haughtiness and arrogance that leads to sin. It says by fear, that's what the Sota did. She looked at herself and she thought that, wow, she let her passions get the best of her. That's the Sota. The Nazir is hopefully the undoing of that. And the Kiyor represents a fascinating, fascinating piece. It can be the correction of all that. These women, they gave their Marot Tzovot, they gave up their mirrors. Their mirrors represented passion. They used it to entice their husbands. But they didn't do it out of lust. They did it out of the hope of sustaining and growing the next generation of the Jewish people when their husbands had given up hope. Rabbi Fierer says that's what the Kiyor is. The Kiyor represents the potential to take all of that, our passions, our desires, and channel them to something good. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, when he takes the ketone, he says, today is a day I don't want to even be like close to my passions. To completely distance myself altogether. I think the beauty of Rabbi Fierer's idea is that what he's suggesting is that in everything, We don't have to find the bad. We have to find the potential for good. Yes, it is so very true that these mirrors represented the potential for a person's passions. But on the other hand, it represents the beauty of overcoming all that. Have a great day.